Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
Now this is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
All right, let's see what everybody's up to. Eddie, you're first as always. Everybody clap your hands for producer Eddie.
My 9-year-old boys basketball team, the one I'm coaching, the Laker Bones.
The Laker Bones.
Yeah.
The Boney Lakers.
Well, no, no. I ran the names by them. They don't like Boney Lakers.
Oh.
They really don't like Laker Bones, but they have really no choice in the matter.
Why?
They just think, like, why can't we just be the Lakers? I'm like, no more questions, guys.
And what do you tell them?
We have a sponsor, and his name is Bobby Bones, so we are going to be the Laker Bones. And I even ordered the patches for the jerseys. It's skull and crossbones, so they like that part.
Yes.
Yes, they like that. And Bones, we had our first practice. And let me give you an update. Our team is stacked.
Come on.
We're going to be so good. I'm looking at the championship.
Come on.
Dude, it's so – are you going to come to any games?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you two things. One, yeah, you're dang right.
Okay.
And two, if we win the championship, pizza party.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Pizza party. Wow. Pizza party.
Dude, we are so good. The amount of talent we have on that team is unbelievable.
How many players are there?
Eight.
Eight players. Pizza party with Waters.
No, not Waters.
Oh, okay.
Capri Suns, at least.
If you win the championship, pizza party.
Let's go!
If you don't win the championship, never play them this clip.
Oh, okay. You got it. Deal.
I'm Jerry Jones. We win the championship or nothing, or we start trading players halfway through the season.
Oh,
it's a rebuild for next year.
Bones are nine.
We start rebuilding for next year.
Parents are going to like this, but okay.
All right, Eddie, good luck with the team.
Thank you.
All right, up next, here is Lunchbox, everybody. Say hello to Lunchbox.
So I have a question for you guys. I need to know if it's creepy or no big deal.
Oh, boy.
So I'm out in the front yard, and this guy's walking his dog, and he stops, and he's like, "So, man, what's the layout of your house?"
What?
And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, like, what's the layout look like inside?" I said, "Well, it's got a couple bedrooms and a kitchen." He's like, "Well, no, like, is the bedroom, like, is the master bedroom upstairs? Is it in the front of the house?" And I was like,
why would somebody
that's
ask
creepy.
That or think it's okay?
Maybe he's an architect.
That's okay, but no. You lead with that. Like, hey, my name is John Johnson. I'm an architect. I've been looking at a lot of these houses here. Would you mind sharing? I don't know. That's just a weird thing. It's like you're being cased.
That's what I thought. And I was just like, oh, man, it's got a couple bedrooms, got the dog door, you know, things
dogs.
Like that. And that's all I said. And he was like, oh, okay, cool, because I always walk by and I just wonder how it looks inside.
Like, hey, man, what do you pay for your mortgage here?
It was just so weird, like, out of nowhere question. It wasn't like we were talking about houses. He just, his dog's sitting there sniffing the bush, and he starts to pee on the
So he was a neighbor, though, for sure?
I don't
He has a dog.
Well, I mean, he was walking in the neighborhood.
Could
I don't know if
prop.
He was a neighbor. He could have parked his car a block away and then got out and started walking asked me the layout of my house. And I was just like, that was so
weird. That's a weird,
weird
question. You didn't tell him. I like it.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right, up next here, she's Amy, everybody. Amy, say something to her.
Okay, well, I saw a cardinal take her last breath.
Oh.
Yeah.
His bird minute.
Well, let me quickly set this up if we're going to be sad. Amy thinks her mom is a cardinal, and then she became fascinated with birds. And then...
Well, my dad's a blue jay.
And her dad's a
blue jay. I think that they symbolize...
Well, now you're changing, because you told us you think she's in that cardinal body.
I mean, occasionally she probably... But there's male cardinals, female, so sometimes she's red, sometimes she's brown. It just depends. But a brown one, which is the female cardinal... flew into my back door, hit the glass, and then just plopped down on my doormat out there. And I watched it, like, breathe. And then finally, it was its last breath. I kept waiting for it to get back up and fly away, but it didn't. And then my son had to go out there and get it. And
well, this is sad. What's the takeaway here?
Oh. Well, I just didn't know if my mom was trying to send me a message.
Oh, I thought maybe your mom was trying to come visit. And didn't realize the door was
closed. Yeah, like, why was it? It wasn't even my window where the feeder is. It was all the way under my porch.
You know, that wasn't your mom, right? Your mom didn't die again.
But is there a message?
No. What's the message?
There's no message. The message is your window's very clean.
Right.
Congratulations. The bird thought it could fly through it.
Yeah.
That's it. No need to read anything into that.
It's tragic.
No need to read anything into that.
She thinks it was her mom.
Well, I remember once some letters fell off a sign.
Yeah.
And they spelled out the word N-O to her. And she's like, that's a sign.
I like that one, though,
Amy. I was just contemplating something in my brain. Should I say yes? Should I say no?
And it was no. That's crazy.
Is that a sign?
That's crazy.
You guys are out of your mind. Okay. No, these aren't signs.
So you don't believe in any signs?
These aren't signs, Amy. These aren't signs.
I just don't know what
I believe you can interpret a lot of things into a sign if you really want to see a sign. That's it.
Okay.
If I'm looking for a sign right now, I could look at Eddie. He's nodding his head yes just randomly. I could be like, oh, that means yes.
Whatever you're thinking, it's yes, Bones.
Not a sign. Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he hates when people cut in line, and he's right most of the time. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Let me run something by you guys. I have a friend of mine. He goes to an adult basketball camp at a major college once a year. Well, he's been before. Maybe not every year. And, like, former players, coach, and he spent a week. And he lived there. And
what do you mean adult?
It's like a fantasy camp.
I like it.
Like, you live in the dorm?
No, but you live on a house right next to campus. Okay. You get your own.
Bones, can you give us an age range?
Well, it's adults.
No, this your friend.
42?
Yeah. 40s.
This is so funny.
And so he's like, or maybe 39, 40, okay. That area. He's like, hey, I did this. It's awesome. It's super competitive. Everybody goes. You play 3-on-3. Day one, they draft you. You play teams. Former players are the coaches. The big coach, who's very, very famous, shows up. There's a banquet. He's like, you do it for a week. He's like, you should go to adult basketball fantasy camp. So that's the question, because one, I don't think I'm a great pickup basketball player. I can compete, but if I say yes, I got to train all the way to next May, nonstop.
No, you don't need to train.
Nonstop.
This
he says
is
it's
just
pretty competitive.
For fun.
No, he says there are guys that play, we're really good high school players, and like it gets pretty competitive. So my question is, one, would I be lame going to adult fantasy basketball camp? And then two, am I ready to tackle this and train nonstop until May?
I'm just going to go ahead and say no, simply for your wife, because she's going to have to deal with you training.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'd be out shooting. It'd be nonstop.
Right.
Every day.
And
yeah.
In the rain.
You got to get 100 shots up a day.
Part of me would be happy for you going doing something fun that you care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's not work.
But you're going to lean on no?
Only for Caitlin.
Okay. Eddie?
Man, at first I'm like, this is ridiculous. You're 40 years old. Like, what are you doing? But then I'm like, a basketball camp for adults? And everyone's trying, and the banquet at the end, dude, I think this is something you have to do.
A draft.
This is actually really cool as an adult, because this is what we did as kids. You go off to summer camp. It was a big banquet. And you talked about it for years. It was so much fun. Dude, you have to do this.
And the coach is one of the most famous in history coaches.
Popovich?
No.
Can you go without training?
No. Why would I want to go and compete?
No. You got to be trained.
You got to be in
every
shape.
Every day, I got to be at the Y. I got to be shooting it up.
Every day,
cold.
Dude.
Nonstop.
You can come to our practices, too, if you want.
Do you have to try out to get accepted into camp?
No.
It's anybody, as long as you pay?
You just pay and say
it's just like summer camp, but you don't want to be the last kid picked.
Yeah, you pay, and then you say, this is my fantasy.
Okay, that's why when you said adult, I was like, what does adult mean?
Lunchbox?
Yes, it's lame, but yes, you have to do it, and yes, you train. Like, there was camp no counselors where they have adult summer camp. And I looked at going to that back in the day. I was like, that would be awesome. There's people that do it for baseball. They go to fantasy baseball camp, and it's like, oh my gosh, you're such a loser. But how awesome would it be to do it?
I know.
You got to do cool, it. Dude.
But basketball, I'm a big basketball fan, but I would, it'd be more fun to go to like.
Yes, than baseball.
What?
You'd rather go to basketball, right?
I don't know. I'd rather go to, I mean, rock and roll fancy camp would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Basketball, football.
Oh, not football.
No, dude, you're too old for football.
But, yeah.
Don't do that.
Anyway, yeah. I got some stuff to figure out in my head.
This is awesome.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be cool,
hey,
right?
I'll buy you your first basketball if you sign up.
I think he's good, dude. I think he's got a basketball.
Mm-hmm. I need to think about this.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Just curious, when everyone is off the air, do you refer to Lunchbox by his real name or do you still call him Lunchbox? Signed, Curious Nikki. I've never called Lunchbox anything but Lunchbox or LB in the history of our life and existence. If I ever called him his real name, it was just to be funny. Like when a parent calls you your first and middle name.
Yeah.
No, it's only Lunchbox. Nobody here. The only person I ever hear call him his real name is his wife.
Yeah, and even
yes,
that's weird.
That's
we're
so
like, who's
weird.
That? Who are you referring to?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do most people in your life call you Lunchbox?
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage is just in general of all people in life?
75% Lunchbox, 25% my real name.
Does anyone that comes into your life new call you your real name?
New, yes. There's friends, like new friends that will call me my real name. But I mean, most people, it's Lunchbox. It's just LB. It's weird to hear my real name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is?
It's weird to hear it because I hear Lunchbox so much for so much of the day and most of my life that when someone calls me my real name, it's like, huh, what?
Well, yeah. If you go to Starbucks and they say, what's the name you put it under?
Jason.
Jason Gibble, his other fake name that he uses to hide his other fake name.
Yeah, because I don't want people to know. Like, if the people working at Starbucks are a fan and, you know, I'm just getting a sandwich or something at Starbucks, don't want them to know my name.
But I thought, okay.
I thought you wanted to be famous. Exactly.
No, I don't want them to know my real name.
Yeah, but it's a quick
Google
search.
But then why not say Lunchbox?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
Right.
Wait, how did you not?
No, I honestly never thought about that.
You used a fake name for your fake name?
Mm. Yeah, didn't even think. Man, that's weird. That's two levels deep. I'm going to start using Lunchbox now, or LB.
Okay. Nikki, thank you for the email. We call him Lunchbox.
And you do that because if you start calling me my real name on air, you'd call me my real name, and it'd be really weird.
Nikki, thank you for that email. Email us anytime. Even questions about the show, we'll take them. Morgan, what's the email address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So a woman's kids destroyed her boyfriend's house. They poured cement down the toilet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dang.
They nailed a door to the roof.
Wow.
They ripped out electrical wires out of the wall. About $200,000 in damage. It's the kids.
Sounds like some good kids.
Or your partner.
It's a bad dude,
what
maybe?
Police responded to the home on June 26th after the man had returned to the property and found it in complete disarray. The man, who was renting the home, had left about 2 months prior after having a dispute with his girlfriend and her two sons. The girlfriend was later arrested and went to jail, leaving her two sons, one of whom is 19, in the home alone.
Oh, why was I picturing 10-year-olds?
Yeah, me too.
I
first read it, I guess I did too. The sons called their mom in jail and said that an eviction notice had been delivered to the house. She told them that she would have destroyed the house if it were her before she went away.
There you go.
Okay, mom.
They talk about dumping the pots into the driveway, destroying the bed frame and appliances, removing walls. All of it is in like the affidavit. The contractor who looked over the damage said it's about $200,000. The 19-year-old charged with vandalism. He was booked into jail. That pouring concrete in the toilet? Never heard of it. That's a crazy one.
Does that just mess up the plumbing?
I guess. Like, I guess once it hardens,
dang.
Yeah. Everything breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a mess. I mean, if you read, let's just say they're not together anymore, right? So they're not together. And let's say she gets out of jail and she's single. And you're like, oh, I met this great girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you Google her, like we all do. And you see that she and her kids did this.
Run.
How great of a girl does she have to be to stay with her?
You mean how hot?
Yeah.
Right. She's got to be like Jennifer Lawrence hot.
It doesn't matter.
No, it
no
does
way.
Matter.
Do you if she's smoking hot?
Smoking hot.
Guys, Paltrow,
that's,
Eddie.
That's a facade. You got to look past that and remember that her kids put cement in your plumbing.
Yeah, and then you just say, it was her kids. It wasn't really
Yeah, no, that's
her.
A chip off the old block.
But, I mean, genetically, it's a tree.
Exactly.
Apple doesn't fall far from a tree, you know? Okay, so let's say she's Giselle.
I'm in.
Great. I like how we use her as an example now all the time.
Lunchbox?
I'm in.
Are you going to date her anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie?
No, I'm telling you.
Eddie.
I'm strong enough to look past that and know what she's capable of doing.
Stop it. Okay.
Not going to do it.
I mean, she's rehabilitated.
Would you ever let her kids in your house, though?
No way. I don't want any of that in my life. No.
Yeah, poor guy. Poor guy who's been gone for 2 months, and the poor guy who owns the house has now got to fix all the stuff, and now people are in jail.
Yes.
The whole situation is bad, but that's Looney Tunes.
Very
that
Looney
Tunes. That is for
Tunes.
Sure Looney Tunes.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Kason Johnson from Mountain Grove, Missouri, is a second grader, and he's celebrating his 8th birthday at school. They have a big party. It's all fun. And then on the way to the parking lot, he's walking with his mom. He has his birthday balloons. And he loses grip. They go up into the sky. He's like, no, my birthday balloons. Well, a couple days later, 500 miles away, there's a guy named Todd. He's mowing his lawn, and he looks on the fence and says, oh, what are those, balloons? And he grabs them, and it's Kason's balloons. He looks at the tag. It has the school name. It has Kason's name on there. He says, you know what? I'm going to mail the school. I'm going to do a little care package, put $100 in there with a little letter, say, happy birthday, Kason.
Put money in there?
Yeah, and he sent it to the school, wow. And Kason got another birthday gift.
That's cool.
Yeah, I can't believe the guy would send the balloons back. Just period, good for him. But he also put $100 in there.
I think he just saw the balloons and said, you know what?
I think the principal's going to steal it. You put cash in there. That money ain't never getting to that kid.
The principal.
Yeah, like whomever's opening that mail, probably going to take that money. That's a great story.
Well, they didn't take it. Kason got his gift, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kason. That's good. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The loser eats one of those Kit Kat bars, you know, you break off, covered in tartar sauce.
Oh!
No.
That's awesome.
No.
Amy versus Lunchbox. We'll ask questions to Amy. The Lunchbox knows. We'll ask questions to Lunchbox that Amy knows. Whoever loses eats a Kit Kat dipped in tartar sauce.
Oh.
What? It's still a Kit Kat, guys.
It's no, it
good. Tartar is going to rule the palate. There's no way around it.
Up first, Amy, here are your three questions. If you get it right, you get a point. If you miss it, Lunchbox gets to steal. And the thing is, he'll probably get it right because his questions are meant for him.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, name one team in the World Series.
Phillies.
Correct.
Wow.
You had that story about the climbing on the poles.
That's right. Amy, which way should Lace's face on a football during a field goal?
What?
When they snap the ball to the holder and the holder puts it on the ground, which way should the Laces face?
I assume the goal away from the kicker's foot so that way they don't kick the Laces and it makes the ball go wonky.
Laces out, I'll accept it.
Okay, I don't know what they call it, but that's exactly what I said.
You got it.
Not exactly what you said, but it is what you said. Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
What does RPMs mean on a vehicle?
RPMs, roads per mile, RPM, racehorse.
Because RPMs, you see that in your car.
I know. Yeah. I feel like it's like speed, but it's like something. Say it again. RPM?
RPM.
Okay. Per mile, per roads. What could the R stand for? Rough horse, road horse, road sperm.
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
I don't know what's happening over there.
I need an answer.
I can't. I'm thinking horsepower.
Time.
I don't
correct,
know.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I got to see if Lunchbox wants to steal it. Go ahead.
I don't even know.
Yeah, no chance.
You guys know RPM in your car, though, right?
Yes.
It's right there.
Yeah, boom.
Like,
no, when you gun it, I know it. Boom, boom, boom. You peel out?
Yeah.
But I don't know what the R stands for.
What do you think the P and M stands for?
Per meter.
Oh.
But I don't know. I can't think of the race per meter because I like to race when I do it.
It is revolutions per minute.
Oh, I thought it was rotation.
Wow, we could not be. We got the per.
They're the revolution of the cylinder.
Well, Amy comes away with 2 points.
Let's go.
Lunchbox.
I'm going to have tartar in my mouth.
What?
Gosh.
Mav. M-A-U-V-E. Mav. Mav. Is the color mostly related to what other color? It's really known as another color. It looks like what color? Mav.
Tan.
Incorrect. Amy.
Purple.
Correct. How do you say it?
Mav.
Okay. Mav.
So I said it right.
Not
yeah,
mav.
Yeah, you got it.
Mav.
Mav.
Mav. Just mav.
Mav.
Mav. Lunchbox.
What's the name of the cosmetic used for darkening and thickening of the eyelashes?
What?
What's the name of the cosmetic used for darkening and thickening the eyelashes?
Oh, mascara.
Correct.
It's not mascara.
Mascara. Lunchbox, Good American is a fashion brand by what celebrity?
Who's a good American?
Good American.
Reese Witherspoon.
Incorrect. Amy for the steal?
Khloe Kardashian.
Correct. Well, Amy wins 4-1. Wow. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar with tartar sauce.
There it is.
Okay, so Lunchbox, describe what's in front of you.
Oh,
that's a dark chocolate Kit Kat bar.
Ew, it's not
even a good Kit Kat. Give me a break.
Break me off. Golly, Scuba just squirted it all over
it.
He
is piling it
on. Okay.
Look at that.
It's like he dumped the whole bottle of tartar on it.
Goodness. But Lunchbox, do you like tartar sauce anyways?
I don't like white.
What?
Excuse me?
That's weird. Oh, I smell it. Woo! That is sour.
You don't like anything white?
No.
Milk?
Really?
No, condiments. I don't do white.
Ranch?
Never had it.
Blue cheese?
Never had it.
Tartar sauce?
Never had it.
All right, let's party.
Come on, look at it.
I'm going to vomit. I can smell it and I'm going to vomit.
He really doesn't do white.
Just give me a
break.
It's not white.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar with tartar sauce.
Oh my gosh.
When did your aversion to white condiments
start? My whole life.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Like ranch, when I worked at Jason's Deli, I'd have to do ranch, like fill up the, and I'd have to turn my head away because I was going to vomit on the salad bar.
Oh, I would just suggest you pick it up.
I'm trying, man.
Put it all in there and give it a rest.
I'm trying.
Is he eating all the Kit Kat?
Yeah, he's got to eat the bar.
The whole thing.
The one bar.
Oh,
my God.
Here, dip it.
Close your eyes. And, take a bite.
Pretend it's a fish stick.
And pretend it's a fish stick.
I never dipped it. I just ate my fish sticks plain.
Three, two, one, go.
Just put it in.
Oh, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to eat it, dude.
I'm trying. Guys, I am so trying. Like, I'm not joking. This is really bad for me.
What can we do to make this easier for you?
Just be quiet.
Okay.
You want me to put it in your mouth?
The clock is ticking.
Oh, my gosh.
Three.
Oh, here we go. Two. I'm going to do it.
One,
I'm going to do it. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying. Eddie, quit touching.
He keeps taking his food. I want to see it. 6 inches toward his mouth and then dropping it back down.
Because I start smelling it.
Don't smell it. Oh, it's dripping.
I'm trying.
Just pretend it's red.
Okay. That doesn't make it any better.
And go.
Orange.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And go. And there he goes. Oh, no. He stuck it in his mouth. Pulled it out.
You took it out. Put it back in.
Just go.
Oh, I got it in my mouth.
Eat it.
Just eat it. Go.
He's going to throw up.
Okay, there's one bite. Eat it. Don't spit it. You got this.
Chew it. Let's go.
You got it. Oh. He's shaking like he's freezing.
What
are you doing? Dude, just eat it.
Eat the other half.
I'm trying it. I'm trying to swallow.
Act like it's Fear Factor and you're on TV.
Yes.
He just tried to swallow it by kicking his head back.
Act like you're going to get on the news.
Yeah.
It's stuck in his throat.
Oh, my God.
If you eat this next bite quickly, you might win the lottery.
Yeah. Go. Chew it.
A second bite. Oh,
a Lunchbox. Oh, just eat it.
He's trying to like throw it back so that it'll fall to the back of his throat.
He's taking his head. Why do you keep slinging your head back?
I don't get it.
He's hoping it'll just...
Oh, he's puking.
Nope. Oh, my gosh.
You just spit it out, Bones. This does not count.
Okay, I tell you what. Eat the second half in the next 20 seconds. We'll call it even.
I don't think you
can. That's all I can do.
You just spit it out.
I'm not spit a lot.
Don't do that. Pour it on Eddie.
He just put that right in my face.
Just put it in.
Second half. Go.
Eat it.
There he goes. In his mouth.
He shoved it in his throat.
Yeah.
Stop. He's making me want to throw up.
Me too. Okay, let's go.
He's like going into convulsions. Oh, he's convulsing. He's convulsing.
What is that? What did you just say?
I'm done. Get out.
He did it.
It's out. It's gone.
Do you need to go?
Get
my water, Eddie.
Right here. Sorry.
You guys act like he's on fire.
Guys, he's fine.
Everybody's running over to put
him
out.
He's fine. Amy, he's not sick.
He's not sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are the noises he makes on a regular day.
They're just not as loud. Okay, good job. Amy, you're the winner.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Lunchbox. Elder Millennial.
What? Say that again one more time.
Go to Elder Millennial.
It's 4-1 right now. Amy over good. Winning.
We, ooh, what do I get for winning the whole thing?
You can have a kick out with tartar. That is so gross.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon. The best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. This woman who married a ghost said it was hard to find a church that would host the ceremony.
Well, yeah. What's she thinking?
She married a ghost named Eduardo.
Whoa, really? That's cool.
Yeah. She says she wanted a huge white wedding, but she was kicked out of churches and threatened with exorcisms while looking for a venue. Oh. She says it turned out fine since Eduardo doesn't feel comfortable in churches anyway.
Of course not. He doesn't go to the
church. You think she really thinks she's marrying a ghost?
I don't know.
Well, maybe.
Was anybody attending the wedding?
The 38-year-old woman describes her partner as a Victorian soldier and has admitted she wasn't a believer in ghosts until meeting Eduardo and deciding to marry him. She wanted a huge white wedding with her family and friends there, but a lot of them didn't understand. Especially churches. She said she was kicked out of churches and even threatened. And it's fine because it wasn't cool with Eduardo anyway.
Or Eduardo's friends.
What if, let me just run this by you, right?
Oh boy.
What if we're the idiots? And we're the only ones who can't see Eduardo. And Eduardo is real.
Oh man.
That's like the TV show Ghosts.
In the house?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yes, parts of it.
Yeah, me too. It's funny.
Peacock. Yeah. It's on Peacock, right? NBC?
Yeah, CBS, I think.
But then I haven't. I've only seen commercials, and I think I've seen it then.
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay, so what are the odds that Eduardo is real?
Like,
look,
how do we rate this?
Here's the problem. He might be real, I mean, but trying to marry him is ridiculous.
Too young?
No.
Why would it be ridiculous if he's real?
I mean, because Lunchbox, you have had ghost
encounters. Right, I've had a ghost encounter, so I can't. So ghosts are real, but the fact that she thinks she can marry the ghost and that the ghost is, like, dating her.
That's, oh, you think he's getting around?
No.
Just bouncing around room to room.
Oh, he's not loyal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, yes, there's probably a ghost, but to have a relationship with one, no.
That makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all.
Yeah, if it's real, why not have a relationship with him?
That ain't real. So let's move over to this. This woman, Renee, was in Maryland walking her two dogs, and a bear came up to them as she was walking her dogs. One of the dogs lunged at the bear and tried to fight it, and that's when the bear decided to take out the biggest person, which was the human.
Oh, no.
And so the bear attacked her. The 55-year-old said she did what she was always told to do when encountering a bear in the wild, be loud and act big, and that's when the bear attacked her. I told you guys, run.
So don't do that.
Throw a dog at it.
Throw a dog at
Pick
it.
Pick the smallest dog.
Yeah, she should have just sacrificed the dog.
Chunk it at the bear and take off. So she got big and was like, rawr! And the bear's like, okay, challenge accepted. And attacked her.
Right, because they're way bigger than us anyway.
Yes, of course they are. Everyone's like, get up in the bear's eyes, look in the eyes and tell it, I'm not scared of you. Yeah, you know what the bear's going to do? One paw to the head, exactly. And then it's going to eat you. So you get out of town. He swatted her down and then bit her left leg right above the knee. And then he tossed her to the side and the bear continued to bite her.
Dang.
He bit my skull and the side of my face twice. And with the first bite on the left side of my face, I heard my skull go...
Oh.
The only thing she could do at that point in order to get the bear to stop was to play dead. Do the opposite of be big and loud. She covered her head with her arms, rolled to the ground, which is when the bear was like, okay, I'm not interested anymore. She wasn't fighting back. She wasn't playing. And so she pulled out her phone, called 911, had to wipe the dripping blood off. She couldn't, there's so much blood coming out of her.
Oh my gosh.
She was taken to the hospital. She underwent surgery. They fixed an orbital fracture, which is her eye, severed nerves, and then sewed up her scalp, face, chest, and left leg. She's okay. She's okay. Okay as in like she's going to live. That's from Fox News. But a bear got her. Her just walking the dogs through the woods. So that bear was either hungry, sick, injured, or scared. Or just playful.
Just wanted to play a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, animals, they're not going to attack you unless they're hungry, they're sick, they're injured, or they're scared for themselves or their kids, their babies, right? Because if you mess with a cub... They're like, they're scared you're going to mess with, so they're going to attack you for that reason as well. So you hope they find the bear because those aren't good things. If the bear is hungry, it means there's not enough food for that bear to live anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it's wild to think you'd just be walking your dog down a trail and a bear comes out and gets you. Oh, it just gets you and like sees you and goes, yep, this is mine. Game time, game on.
So what is it? Is it play dead?
No,
is that what
no,
we
no.
should do?
No, I know. Run.
You're going to say run away.
Throw the dog.
No, it's not throw the dog.
Hey,
because
look,
even if you play dead, the dog's not going to play dead.
Exactly. That's why you throw the dog.
What I would do is I would just run. And then if the bear happens to get it, the slowest person or dog.
So be it.
I'm running. Guys, you can act like you're going to stay and be big to a bear. I'm running.
I don't think I'd be big. I would just stay there, not move.
Play dead.
But as the bear comes closer and closer to you, you're just going to stay there? And
then I'm like, oh, dead. Yeah. Slowly fall down. I'm dead, bear.
You just kill yourself.
Yeah.
You'll show that bear.
Yeah.
You kill yourself, literally. That's a bad story, but she lived, and it's like animals. Hey, animals are getting crazy. What's wrong with animals?
What's wrong with animals?
That's the new segment. On Monday night, I got 1 hour of sleep because I had a splitting headache. Maybe it was Sunday night into Monday. But I'm telling you, it's Thursday. I'm not fully recovered from a night of getting only 1 hour of sleep.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, we're getting older. It takes longer.
And you don't really recover. It's like you can't sleep 30 hours.
Well, I didn't. I couldn't even do that.
Right.
But it's like I am still feeling the pain 4 days later, 5 days later, whatever it is.
Dang.
And so I don't even know that it's an age thing as much as it is me accepting it's an age thing.
Yes, that's right.
What were we talking about? Some flight over there?
Well, I saw this article about how this woman gave birth on a flight. She went into early labor. She's only like 32 weeks, but...
Do months, please.
Oh, months?
Yeah.
I don't know. Divide that. 32 weeks. Months. Do the math. Divided by 32 four.
32 weeks.
32 divided by four.
8 months.
Two and six, oh, seven oh, months.
So back to what Bobby said. Do months, please.
Whatever. The point of this...
It's about 7.5 months.
I think. Thank you. The point of this story is... Breland had posted recently on Instagram that he was on a flight that got diverted because a woman went into labor. And he was like, say some prayers for this person. I have no idea what happened. All I know is like she's having a baby on the plane. And I wondered, I was like, oh my gosh, was this the flight Breland was on?
Did you check and see if his Instagram was the same place that flight was going to?
Nah.
You didn't check out?
Well, not yet. I haven't had
NPR will quote you.
don't quote me, NPR.
Gotta
at
fact
all
check that stuff.
Whatsoever. But the woman ended up naming her kid like Skyland Kayvon Air.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
We get it. No, not cuz. We know.
But maybe she'll get free flights or something, or the kid will. Nah.
I think if they would have named the kid Delta.
For sure.
That'd got some free
flight. One flight.
Yeah, yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So let's say you're an adult and your family is going on a vacation. Should you have to pay your way or your parents pay your way?
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But my family, meaning my parents as well?
Yeah, like if your mom and your dad are like, hey, we want to get the family together. We're all going to go.
You're an adult. You started with the thing that matters. You're an adult.
Yeah.
You pay for your own.
Yeah.
I guess unless you grow up in a wealthy family where that's just understood. But I don't understand that.
Huh.
My understanding is if you're an adult, you pay for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I guess you don't is if you go to, I guess, to dinner with your parents.
And they invite it.
Yeah, I guess. But then, I don't know. I just never had parents. I don't know. And I'm barely an adult. So what do I do?
Yeah, well, it's crazy because most kids say that are adults like, no. If my parents are planning a family vacation, they should pay for everybody.
My in-laws do that. Like, that's they'll say, we're going to the beach for the summer, and then all you guys come, we got it. Pretty cool.
And wow. You know what? I'm sure that's not wrong. I don't understand that language. I need Rosetta Stone Healthy Family.
Dude, it's the coolest language you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I need Rosetta Stone Family Head Consistent Jobs. Learn that language.
I don't think they have that.
Because I would never even think that. But that's great. I love it. I mean, that's the goal for me to do downward.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what my father-in-law says. He's like, I'm able to do it, so I want to do it.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to be a hater.
But I want to also say to parents out there that want to have a family vacation and want to invite everybody, you should not feel the pressure to pay for them because not every family has the funds for that.
Correct.
I would think very few.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you start the invitation like this. Hey, I'm not paying, but would you like to go on vacation with us?
Yeah. Or like, we're going to all be splitting this. It could be cool and we could save money this way, but all be together.
Yeah, I'm not paying. What else?
A new poll found that the average person would need 4 extra hours a day to get everything done that they have on their list. And it just made me think of your calendar, Bobby, because I don't know, sometimes when you show it in here, like I don't know how you do get it all done.
I get it all done because I prioritize getting to the next place and being respectful of the person I'm going to, not the person that I'm with.
Mm.
Meaning, I let everybody know, this is when I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm dedicated fully to you for this time. But I have to leave at this exact time. And so as long as I can stay on that,
yeah,
then everybody wins, including myself. I also schedule everything within 15 minutes of each other. And then I have a calendar that like work people see and then a calendar that's personal. And you make it work. It's great.
Yeah, I guess I just struggle with the ending, the hard out, you know, because
it just has to be established.
Right, okay.
And then once you set the precedent with people, hey, I have to be out, and then you leave, they respect, they may be uncomfortable, but they respect it, and then they value it the next time as well. And then I value theirs too. It's not just about me.
Mm-hmm.
I also value everybody else's time that I'm with. That's what it's just about valuing and prioritizing.
I remember like 10 years ago, I had a meeting with a woman and she was like a businesswoman and she kind of did what you're saying. And I should have picked up on it and respected it more. But we sat down, she goes, hey, I got 30 minutes. The next 30 minutes are yours. What you got? Like, and then I'm out.
And I make sure to go, hey, this next hour, 90 minutes, like I'm fully dedicated.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to have my phone. Like I'll say things to go, it's me and you. My heart out is this point. And so, but that's how. And then also you just writing it down anywhere. Yeah. Like people like Lunchbox that don't have anything written down has to go by his head. And you don't have as much.
Right. I probably don't have as much as you, but I have things, but I just don't write anything down.
Well, but also it's not just about meetings. It's things like cooking dinner, tidying the house, helping kids with their homework. Like there's a lot that
you need
end
to write
up
that
on
down.
People. No, it's just a list of things to do throughout the day. And apparently we're not getting stuff done and we need an extra 4 hours a day.
I also, aside from a calendar, because I know I'm abnormal, that I keep a to-do list on my phone.
Oh my goodness.
In my notes app. And it's always being updated. I have 7 things today.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Now, some of them I may not get to today, but the ones that I need to get to first are on the top, and I check them off as the day goes. But that way I don't forget stuff. And a month from now, I'm like, oh, I forgot to feed the dog. And the dog's dead.
Oh, gosh.
Too late.
Yeah. So, all right, what else?
Travis Tritt is having some severe knee pain. Past several weeks, I guess he's got a torn meniscus. And so this has led to him canceling a bunch of upcoming shows that he was supposed to be doing for the month of November. So if you're looking forward to seeing him, he's going to have to recover first.
Not a great day to be alive, is it?
Oh, man.
It's not for old double T. All right, is that it?
Maybe that's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When a carjacker with a gun
demanded Tim Sheridan in Chicago give him his wallet and the keys to his car. He handed him over. But then he realized a few minutes later, after his adrenaline started to come down a little bit, that his dog was still in the car. The dog's name is Bowie. Bowie was like a kid to Tim. He was so distraught at losing Bowie, obviously he couldn't sleep. So he started to call people. He's like, hey, we watch out for my car. Some of the neighbors said, yeah, we're going to find Bowie. They woke up, they went on the search, and they found Bowie the next day. The carjacker, when he stole the car, and he let the dog out of the car.
Oh, man. Good for him.
I know, right? It's almost like...
No charges.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
There's got to be charges.
It's not like Brady Bunch where at the end, if you admit that you did something wrong, they're like, okay, well, nobody's in trouble then. But the carjacker let Bowie go right after it happened. And so the dog was wandering the streets. It doesn't say anything about the car, but I don't think he cares that much about the car.
Yeah.
I think that can be handled with insurance or whatever happens. But he does have the dog. And here is Tim saying how the help from strangers show that people really are good.
It just shows you Chicago is a great city. And people are really good.
I'm just glad they found Bowie. That stresses me out too. And then you want to be like, as a judge, all right, carjacker, would you get 5 days off your sentence?
Yeah, just five days, sure.
It's better than nothing.
That's right.
It's like when they steal a car and there's a kid in it, and they lay the kid out on the side.
Yeah. So thoughtful.
They could have taken the kid.
They could have.
Yeah.
That's like a 10-day. Yeah. Carjacker, 10-day lessons on your sentence. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have 90 seconds to figure out Amy's corny jokes. You know, every day, right at this time, Amy does the morning corny. But on Thursdays, we do the investigative corny. The most we've ever gotten in 90 seconds is 4.
How we've gotten close to
and
5,
and we've gotten
though.
It a couple times. Amy, are you loaded with jokes? Because today, I'm
you
feeling
good?
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Clarity. Clarity at an excess level. Yes.
The more records y'all try to break, the more you wipe me of
That's disgusting.
Jokes.
Yeah, get to the of jokes quick. There's a weird pause there after wipe me.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, wipe me out of jokes.
Yeah, get to out faster. Here we go. I have 90 seconds. Ray, are you ready? Let's go.
The morning corny.
What kind of noise does a limping turkey make?
Limping turkey.
Wobble, 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 wobble.
That's one.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. That was faster than I thought.
Come on.
What instrument does a turkey play?
Flute.
Flute.
Why do we all think?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Trombone.
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 Wishbone.
Wishbone.
No, not trombone.
Gobble.
Feather.
Feather flute.
Wing.
What instrument? Okay, instruments. Let's go. Guitar. Think of band. Bass.
Banjo.
Drums. Drumsticks.
Drumsticks.
Okay. Yes. Speaking of music, what kind of music did the Pilgrims listen to?
Rock.
Mayflower.
Plymouth Rock.
That's three. Okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Settle down, guys.
Okay. What do farmers wear under their shirt when they're cold?
Plaid.
Undershirt.
Under their shirt when they're
farmers.
Cold.
Farmers.
Farmers.
Fur.
What do farm? What shirt do they wear? Fur. Cotton.
Cotton.
E-I-E-I-O.
Cotton shirts. Yeah. No.
Can we read it again?
What do farmers wear under their shirt when they're cold?
Under their shirt.
What do you wear
Lamb.
Under a shirt?
A jacket.
What are those called?
A jacket's on the top, huh?
Yeah, I don't really understand the joke.
Long johns, thermal underwear.
What do farmers do?
Tractor.
Farm.
And I'm talking
Plow.
About the fall. I'm talking about...
Under their shirt?
Harvest. Corn.
They pump
stalks. Harvest. Harvester.
Yes! Harvest!
Oh, a harvest.
Why would you wear that under a shirt? Why would you wear a vest under a shirt?
I don't know.
Okay, over?
Yeah.
Harvest.
We were led astray, guys.
Yeah.
So I should have said over?
Yeah, Amy. Hey, go, instant replay. Go to the tape. Let's make sure we were fit.
Amy, like, what does he wear when he's cold? A harvest.
Yeah, or what does he wear over his shirt?
A harvest.
Oh, well, don't
Wow, we were on record pace.
We were, man.
I think she threw it
I think there's some corruption.
Yeah.
Dang.
I mean...
Who's paying you?
Because she didn't want to waste her jokes on us.
She didn't want us to wipe her.
Wipe her.
That's right. Wait, how many did you get?
Three,
but we would have...
That's too
we
bad.
We were on a roll.
We still got three, and you know what? We should be proud because if it weren't for Amy lobbing us a crooked softball, we'd probably knock that one out.
Yeah,
too.
Y'all right. figured it out, though. That's the crazy part.
No, we didn't.
And
yes,
we should still feel good about ourselves.
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
Good job, guys.
Thank you. Yeah. It is a good job. We did our best, and that's all we can ask
all
for. Right.
right,
guys?
Yeah,
that's all we can ask for. Everybody wants to be Employee of the Month, not only because of the prestige, but because this wheel cold hard cash. You have the opportunity to actually win $150.
Wow.
Because if it lands on 50, you can have that money. But if it lands on spin again times 3 and then it lands on 50,
oh my gosh,
you have that money.
Oh.
It'd be amazing.
Who do you think's employee of the month, Amy, if I'm just asking you this month?
I honestly.
Have you ever been employee of the month?
I have not.
Oh. What, never?
No.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I think I've been like 4 times.
Yeah, I know. Huh. Abby's made it a few times.
It's time to crown the employee of the month for October. Lunchbox, who do you think's employee of the month?
It's me.
Okay.
October, I crushed it. Just so you know, I'm not going to give any details away, but I crushed it.
Well, I mean, you can still change our mind, I guess.
No, I don't need to change your mind. I already know I've got the votes.
I'd like to recognize the member of the show who has brought the best content, best storylines overall, shine the most, more than anybody else in the room.
Yep.
The last employee of the month was Mike D.
Which was absolutely atrocious.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because clearly it should have been me, and he wasn't even eligible, and then Bobby throws him a bone.
I didn't throw him a bone. He deserved it. Probably deserved it many months. So you can take a spin here, win some cash. You can do self-promotion. You can block somebody for next month.
Oh, dang.
So all those are options if
block
you want.
Block somebody? Has anybody ever done that?
No, but you can officially take someone out of the running.
Good.
That's so mean.
I tell you what,
so
let's up that, Annie.
What?
You can take someone out of the running for 3 months.
Wow.
3 months?
If you win, you
no
can choose.
No matter how hard they work.
You can choose who is eliminated for 3 months from Employee of the Month.
Wow.
Whoever does that is just plain rude.
No one will do it.
So let's go. Let's talk to you guys. I like to put some interesting things down about each of you. Raymundo, I'm going to talk to you first. Raymundo, you got Barbara Corcoran on board. And she loved your Shark Tank pitch. And it was the first time ever that anyone's ever been like, yeah, I like it. I'd like to invest. And that was a storyline, and it went for a while. And you've shown up early. You've been dedicated. Raymundo, you are still in the mix.
Yeah! He shows up early by his own. Like he shows up.
But he's dependable. He's here at midnight.
But we're all dependable. We're all here.
We're more dependable because we wake up when we're supposed to and then come to work.
I'm not going to penalize Raymundo for his neurosis, but.
But can we just eliminate Lunchbox commenting after every single person?
Not yet. Amy.
Okay.
Let's talk about you this last month.
Okay.
Yeah, you lost a wheel, but you did go watch Terrifier 2.
Mm-hmm.
At the last minute.
And also this saga with your daughter's Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Pretty good content. Amy, for the month of October, you are eliminated. Okay. You are not employee of the month.
Another month, Amy.
Amy, you were my stiffest competition, so it's over. Thank you.
Morgan.
Ah!
The boots on Instagram, talked about that.
Yeah, that was a hot topic.
It was a hot topic. A lot of social media this last month. It's been pretty big for us. Morgan, you're eliminated. You had a good month, but not the best.
Dang.
Eddie.
Come on.
Like, this last month, one-liners, you've been at it.
Oh, thank you, dude. I've been working on that.
Yeah, I know. You're over there. I know you got me. Zing, zing, zing.
Zing,
set me up sometimes.
Zap, zap, zap.
Yeah, you got
one-liners
it,
one-liners are the winner, then
you got
it.
He's done a lot more than that, too. Okay. Eddie, why do you think you should be employee of the month?
Oh, whoa. I mean, Bones, it's just as much as I work, you know? Like, why not be
Eddie, you're eliminated. Okay.
Thank you. Exactly. You knew that.
So Ray is still in.
Ray versus Lunch. Let's go.
Abby.
Oh.
Okay.
You've been on the air a lot last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, you brought a lot to the show this last month. Don't you feel like it?
Uh-huh. I do.
Working behind the scenes tirelessly on many things. Abby, you are still in the mix.
Ooh, okay.
Lunchbox, you want to do your thing now where you say why you should be Employee of the Month?
I already know why I'm the Employee of the Month, because I dominated October, so let's go.
Lunchbox, you went to Vegas for Bad Outta Hell.
I got my speech ready.
Got your lines cut.
He did get his lines cut. Do you want to give your speech now? Yeah, no. Go ahead and give your speech.
You want me to give my...
Give your speech.
All right. I'm coming in like a bat out of hell, and I'm just glad my speech didn't get cut like my lines did in the play. Speaking of getting cut, this segment is going to get cut in the future if you guys don't step up your game, because people are tired of me winning every single month. But I'm here on top of the mountain to accept my crown as Employee of the Month.
Wow. If you win this month, how many months is that overall you won?
Like 5.
No, that's not true.
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Like, well, I know it's... once, maybe.
Okay, I think so, too.
I think once.
Okay, Lunchbox, you are still in the mix.
I know.
Hey, Ray.
Yo.
You are eliminated.
Dang it.
Let's go!
Wait. It comes down to Lunchbox and Abby?
Woo! Okay.
Employee of the Month.
This is great.
Abby, do you have your speech?
I do.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah, I can read it.
Go ahead, just in case you... Let's just hear it.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby. I really do feel like I deserve this this month. I mean, after going all the way to Vegas with Lunchbox, sitting through three shows of Bat Out of Hell, and being let down after he said he got me a gig. And also, he spilled the tea on me from Vegas, like sharing all my secrets. So, yeah. Thank you.
But yeah. Technically, wouldn't that be in
Lunchbox? That would be Lunchbox material. So, thank you.
Well, she said she doesn't want to talk about it.
You just pointed
exactly.
out.
Yeah, no,
you pointed out the only reason you were on air.
No, you have to use me to get material.
Oh, that's a great point. You have to use Abby to get on air.
Oh, hey, Abby, you should be thanking me,
the
or else you wouldn't be on
the month
for air.
October is
me. Woo! Let's spin that wheel.
If you win Lunchbox, are you spinning the wheel for money, or are you blocking something?
Spinning that money.
Abby, if you win, are you spinning the wheel or blocking somebody?
I might block someone. Yeah, actually,
that's great.
That'd be hilarious.
Yes.
The employee of the month for October is. Love saying it.
There's no doubt. Leave no doubt. Let them remember the night they played the Titans.
What are you talking about?
The employee of the month is Abby.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the list. Here's the list.
There is no way.
Hold on.
You can give Abby the...
She's been extremely open and vulnerable with her dating life. Our listeners have engaged like crazy all over social media. She's been on the air many times.
When was she open about her dating life?
She ended up having the best story from Vegas. Lunchbox's trip was a bust, but after his lines got cut, Abby returned and sang on the streets.
Hold on.
She hosted the Bobbycast with Nate Smith.
That has nothing to do with this.
She crushes it on the phones. She produces segments. By our internal vote, Abby
horrendous.
Is employee of the month.
Thank you.
Hold on. The only reason she sang on the street was because of me. Her dating life was exposed because of me. So she wasn't.
But you're using her for content. She's the one doing.
That's what we do on this show.
Abby, right. You are.
That's horrendous.
Dang, thank you.
You are the employee of the month.
Okay.
Now, Abby, you can block someone for 3 months.
Oh. Is that so mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Do it. Abby, do it.
Okay. You can block someone for 3 months or.
I just said a minute ago no one would ever block.
Abby,
gonna do it.
It's so low.
I'm such a nice person.
Abby, would you block someone for 3 months or would you spin the wheel? Either are your options. Don't be influenced by anybody in the room looking at you.
But, Abby, think about what he's done to you.
I am going to absolutely block someone.
Oh! Wow.
So
whomever Abby blocks can't win for November, December, or January.
This feels so good. You have no idea.
Okay. Abby, I don't know. It could be anybody in the room. I mean, it could be
anyone.
You like Amy or Eddie or Morgan or Ray or...
I mean, if you block me, who cares?
I wouldn't block you, Amy.
That's fine.
Abby, who are you blocking for 3 months from Employee of the Month?
I think we can guess. Lunchbox.
That's great. That means the next 3 months, I'll be slacking over here.
Wow. Abby, great job. Yeah. Is there any difference at all?
Every day.
Abby, great job. You really killed it. And you know what? I'm giving you one spin anyway.
What? Okay.
For the money, let's spin that wheel!
Dude, watch it be $50.
What is it?
$1. Okay.
I'll take $1. All right.
I'll donate it to your favorite charity. All right, here we go. All right, Abby is our employee of the month. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. There's a medical journal that says if you get poor sleep consistently, you could go blind.
What?
Oh.
Because not getting enough sleep and not getting enough water are probably the roots to a lot of bad things happening to your body. And those are two fundamental things that we often look over because they're so easy. Yeah. I try now to have a bottle of water, or we have a little thing on our fridge that tells us 12 ounces, so I don't use all the plastic, but a bottle of water in my mind before I get even started with the day. And sometimes you get to that point where you drink so much water, you're like, ugh, I hate water.
No.
I never want to see water again. That's me after one drink. But I do. I try to have a bottle of water before I even start. And then I try to have another couple 12-ouncers while I'm up here in the studio. You got to get water. And you got to get sleep. Because they're saying if you don't get enough sleep, what happens is glaucoma starts to develop.
Wow.
A common eye condition where the optic nerve that connects to the eye to the brain is damaged. Complete blindness if not treated. But they're saying now part of the leading reason this is happening is because people aren't getting enough sleep. And it's setting off things. So that's it. That's all I'm saying.
This is scaring me into sleep.
Well, I'm taking a nap right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I already don't see well. My right eye has like 4% vision. Always has. I've never known it to work. So I don't know what it's like to see well. So my right eye has 4% vision. My left eye, not good at all either. Not near as bad. And I'm colorblind. If I honestly think if I would have had good vision, I could have been a pretty good college baseball player.
What?
Dang, dude.
We've jumped to there.
It's possible.
I'm just telling you, because I was a good high school player. I just couldn't see. Imagine if I could see.
Yeah.
I think my high school year.
Is that all it takes? Is that the skill of sight?
No.
Because he had the other skills.
I did.
Yeah.
I was a defensive player of the year for the entire conference my senior year.
Are we talking pro or college?
College. I could have been a pretty good college player.
Okay.
No, not pro.
And then maybe pro.
I don't have that.
You know what I'm saying?
He draws the line.
I draw the line, Eddie. Yeah. I'm not going to be crazy.
Stop being ridiculous. I bet you could have.
I only batted like .290 my senior year. But imagine if I could have seen.
Gosh, man.
I only had one eye that only partially worked.
You can only go back in time.
If I could only go back in time. Gosh.
Wow.
I know. What could have been if I'd have just been born with normal. I should get shouldn't I get like a certain pass so I can't see?
Like a handicap?
Not completely, but like something in the middle.
Hmm.
What do they call that? Yeah.
I need like a middle. I shouldn't get that spot because I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm not handicapped. But something that's better than where you guys get to park because you're normal.
Maybe like concert tickets.
What is parking?
No, like
I was thinking a trip
to
Disney.
But you can't see your way to the venue, I get lost.
You
got to be careful because walking through the parking lot, you get hit by a car because you can't see as well.
We went trick-or-treating
that's true.
On Monday night. Yeah. Was that Halloween?
Yeah, was Monday? It dangerous?
Well, I'd be Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I couldn't wear my glasses.
You're hitting mailboxes.
I'm walking them, stepping on kids. You guys don't even know. Let's talk to Josh in Virginia. Hey, Josh, I appreciate you calling. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Y'all ready for the dance party tomorrow?
I'm always ready for the dance party tomorrow.
Heck yeah. Hey, quick question. So I was wondering if you could give a little backstory about why other competing radio stations thought that you guys would totally bomb and not be a success.
I can tell you one story specifically. I remember when we were in Austin, and that's where this show started, is I was by myself, and I only had one microphone. I mean, when Lunchbox first came on, they wouldn't even give us a second microphone. We had no money whatsoever, so Lunchbox would just yell from the corner, or he would go out on a cell phone and be in the street. That's how we did the show. And so we had started this, and I started spending my own money to buy this little piece of technology that could spread over distance. And I realized early on that if we used this thing and we used a couple of them together, we could go to Kansas. And so Wichita, Kansas was the very first station to ever pick us up when we were in Austin. And so we went on, and I did it for free. I spent all my own money. And I was probably making, at that point, doing mornings in Austin solo, like $70,000 a year. And I was spending probably 50 of it on all the equipment. But I was single. It didn't matter. I knew how to be broke. I grew up broke. So it was all good. And I knew I was investing kind of the future of this show. So I bought all the equipment. I hired a producer with my own money. Still couldn't afford a microphone for Lunchbox, but we were going at it every
still
day.
Young
yes, we're still, yes. And so thank God. And I'll always be loyal to Wichita, Kansas, because they were our first ever affiliate. We went number one there. So we started to spread. I started to buy more equipment. The company, they didn't care what we did because they didn't even know we existed. And I was like, hey, I'm going to buy more equipment. Is that cool? And they're like, who are you? Mm-hmm. This is a while ago. And so I started to buy and fill up this room with this little box. And so we went on there. We went on Tuscaloosa. They picked us up, did it for free, paid for the phone lines and everything. Our boss now, Rod Phillips, flew into town and he said, hey man, I don't think you're as bad as everybody says. I'm like, wait, what? What are they saying? He said, we should really use you in some other places. No, not one single person of management ever had called me or come to see me or anything. And I was just like, wow, somebody actually believes in me. This, because I'd always done things a bit different, obviously. I sound different. We do the show different than other shows. And he said, why don't you go on? And he put me on in this town in Mississippi, put me on this town in Georgia. We went on in Lubbock, which was awesome for us. Amarillo, we started to win in these places. Okay, smash cut, we're on like 25 or 30 cities. I'm totally invested in all this equipment. I'm going, guys, somebody's got to help me here. We're running all the, we don't know how to do it, but I learned how to do all this and run all this equipment because I had to. So finally the company comes in and goes, okay, we believe in you. I'm like, well, yeah, we have 27 affiliates. You have to. Like, you have too much money on the line here. And so they say, boom, and they sign me to a new deal. And they say, okay, you're going to stay in Austin forever. I'm like, okay, cool. And they had said to me, hey, look, if Elvis in New York leaves or Ryan Seacrest in LA leaves, that's you. You're up. But they never left. Those two guys are still killing it.
Yeah, still haven't left.
Yeah. And good for them. They're crushing it. And I'm like, all right. And so I was like, hey, I had a clause in my contract. It's like, I'm going to get out of here. And they were like, well, wait, what do you want to do? If you could do anything in the whole world. I said, well, I would like to talk to people like me. And I'm already getting in trouble on these stations because we had brought Willie Nelson in. Dierks Bentley came in. I mean, I could list all the country acts because I grew up on country music. So I would bring in country artists all the time. And they'd play on our show. And people would go like, oh, you're too country to do pop. And so I said, I would like to go and I would like to do a show more like that. There's never been a nationally syndicated country show. Why don't we attempt that? I come here, sign the deal. And I remember I went to a radio convention. The company sent me to a radio convention. And I ran into one of the heads of another company who I didn't know, but he at the time, I believe, was the CEO. And he said, hey, Bob Bones, the CEO, what's up? He said, hey, we'd love for you to come and work in Orlando for us. I said, I can't, I'm going to Nashville. I'm gonna go work for this company and we're going to be the first ever nationally syndicated show. He's like, that's not going to work. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as they fire you, you can come work for me over here and I'll put you on in Orlando and Tampa. And I said, what do you mean it's not going to work? He's like, the country music isn't you. You don't have a cowboy hat or a belt buckle. So that's not going to work. It's never worked for anybody that is like you. I was like, what do you mean like me? I said, okay, well, I hope I never have to see you again. I didn't say it in a mean way, but I really didn't want to see him again because I didn't want to go, hey, remember that Orlando offer?
Right.
And we came here and it was brutal for 2 years. And it was brutal because a couple of different reasons. One, we didn't come in and just embrace everything that had been done a certain way for 50 years. I didn't come in and fake like I wore a cowboy hat. Am I from a rural town in Arkansas? I grew up on country music? Yes. Do I consider myself pretty close to a country music expert in my knowledge of it and love and passion? Yes. But also, did I grow up in the digital area, in the digital world where I got to listen to hip hop and alternative and country? And I don't lie about all my influence. Yeah. But that was not warm and welcome and fuzzy here. Because you're supposed to, or at least you were supposed to be like, you know what? It's the only kind of music I like, and everybody who doesn't like it, you ain't country. But I wasn't like that. I'm not like that now. I understand. And so that is the reason, because we were so different. That being said, what we do here now is imitated now in a lot of places, and pretty well in some places. And sometimes it's not even imitated. It's just giving other people a door to go, hey, I'm different as well, and I want to do country. I love that. But that's why, because I don't sound very good. I don't have a great voice. I talk too fast. Sometimes I'm a little too honest. I don't have a rule on this show where you have to say something so people like you. I think if we're honest and you disagree with us, at least you can still respect us, even if you don't like us for a second. Because I think long term, that's good for the show and it's good for our relationship. My relationship with you, Josh, my relationship to the listener, my relationship to our clients. But because of that, and because we really fought the system, people said we wouldn't work out. And we probably shouldn't have. In our career, Lunchbox has gone to jail. I've been sued. I've been jumped. It's been a rocky road to get here. But it's been pretty awesome. And I'm pretty grateful for it at this point. So that's the story, Josh. We're a little bit different. We're not the cool kids. We're not the people that were picked first. When people are, all right, I'll take him. We never claimed to be. And because of that, and because we never put up some sort of facade, we were told we wouldn't work. The end.
People love difference. People love adversity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Eddie, are you diversity?
I am diversity.
Mike, I wonder that.
I am the face of diversity.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I went with it.
All right, Josh, I appreciate you, buddy.
Different. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, bye. A college student goes to the hospital, and she's like, I'm hurting in my side. And they're like, well, it sounds like appendicitis. Let's go in. And they go in, and they're like, that is not appendicitis. You are having a baby.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's very different.
The college student was shocked to see a baby when her doctors performed an ultrasound to see if she was having appendicitis or period cramps or whatever. And so they're like, yeah, no, that's not what that is. It's a baby.
Wow.
Boy, how does your life... Just like that.
Just like that. Just,
I mean, it's a 180 in that you're a college kid and you have what's happening to kids. You get your appendix taken out when you're a kid sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, now you're a mom. She said she was the skinniest she's ever been. She was having a regular cycle. She had what's called a cryptic pregnancy. It's a mysterious pregnancy that goes unnoticed until very late into the pregnancy or until they give birth.
Wow.
But it's legit. Daily
cryptic.
Mail has a story.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard it defined as that, but that makes sense.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
What if I went in? They're like, hey, bro.
Cryptic.
You got a cryptic pregnancy. I'd be like, what? All right, time to get to the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
The number's now $1.5 billion because nobody won the Powerball last night.
Gosh.
I don't know how people aren't winning.
I thought about going in last night, too, and I just forgot to email Scuba.
Well, are you glad
or Venmo. Yeah, now I'm like, okay.
I just think it's funny when people go, you know what, $1.5 billion I'm in for, but $800 million,
yeah,
I'm
in.
I know.
I'm too good for
sense.
That. Scuba, we win anything last night?
Yes, we won $10.
Okay.
Oh, what are we saying now? Scuba, how much did we make from the tickets we bought?
We made $10
no,
total.
Either. How? So we lost how much, 90?
We lost, no, because only three of us bought in on that. So I think that's, what?
$50.
Maybe,
$50,
yeah.
What did we get back from all we spent?
But here's the thing, you can't put that $10 in. If other people jump in next time.
No, so what I do, this may be a little, I'll break it down. So let's say us three buy in, me, you, and Lunchbox, that's $60. If one of those tickets hits, only one of us three wins. Now, we've had different people enter throughout this process. The ticket we have now that we won yesterday was one that was me, you, Amy, Lunchbox, and Kevin.
This all sounds like too much.
I'm right.
I reinvest track. That. I'm keeping track. I reinvest that. So if that reinvested ticket wins, those people win. But whoever buys
in... It sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
No, it is not.
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. You can't let anybody in that wasn't with you the last time.
It makes total sense. Trust me. And I track it and I send text messages. This is legit.
Let me ask the Lotto attorney we have on the phone. Hey, how does this sound?
Like bull crap.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems weird.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, nobody won. It's at $1.5 billion.
We're going to win.
And that will be on Saturday. And if you win after taxes, you take the lump sum. It's $745.9 million.
Oh, baby.
Good luck, everybody. By the way, it'd be awesome if one of our listeners won.
Yes.
It'd also be awesome. Let me have a brief discussion with our really old listeners that could be near dying right now. Would you mind putting me in your will? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be nice.
It'd be a fun story if all of a sudden I get a call from somebody going, hey, Aunt Martha, she loved you. And she left you $10,000 in her will.
Wow.
What a story that would be. Because I doubt I would keep it. I'm not saying for sure I wouldn't. But I doubt I would keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And what a way. Just, you know, I don't know, you're bored today. Put me in your will.
Why wouldn't you keep it?
Probably give it away.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Charity.
Yeah, I'll take some.
No, to like the shelter we work with. Or,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably buy a pair of shoes or something. Martha would want me to have something.
Yeah, but then something.
She wouldn't want me to go completely empty-handed.
Right. Come on.
Vets are stressing the importance of putting down your phones and giving your dogs more attention. Animals can tell when you're not paying attention to them. They're distracted by something. Experts say that a basic need of dogs is attention, and they give you signs that we aren't giving them enough. Number one, chasing their tail. Number two, rolling around the floor. Number three, barking. And number four, bad behaviors like chewing.
This applies to children, too.
All those, chasing their tail, chewing. That's from Reader's Digest. So Stanley, my bulldog, he had to have surgery, torn ACL, and so he hasn't been able to do much. But now he can get around a little bit, but he's so just restless and stir-crazy. He's not allowed to run, although he does take off sometimes and we can't help it. But he's not allowed to go. We can't really walk him for another month or so. But he is like that. He just will start chewing on stuff, and he's not a chewer because he's just like, guys, I have all this energy. And I understand I got a leg here, but I can't. What am I supposed to do? So we're dealing with that right now with him. It's like, how do you play? So we'll tug a little bit. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's tough with him right now. Golden Retriever reunites with his owner after an Amazon Flex driver stole him.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh.
A woman was reunited with her Golden Retriever 3 weeks after an Amazon Flex delivery driver took him from her yard. What's Flex?
I don't know. Never
Is
heard
that,
of that
where it's like flexible with the deliveries? Like yeah. They come in your house or your yard or whatever.
Or they wear their own clothes and they drive their own car and they don't say Amazon.
Or they act like they're your cousin. I don't know. It sounds like it just gets weirder and weirder. Finn, an 18-month-old Golden Retriever, was missing from their home. According to the San Diego County Sheriff's Department, his daughter told detectives she thought he got lost when her daughter walked inside the home through the garage and left the garage open. Searched the neighborhood, contacted neighbors and animal shelters, posted, passed out flyers. Turns out he wasn't lost. He was taken. One of the neighbors got the dog napping on surveillance footage. The video footage showed a delivery driver delivering packages, including their home, and then throwing the dog into a sedan and driving off.
Wow.
That's a dirty person who's going to steal somebody's dog. Like, and that's a Golden Retriever, an excellent, loving dog. But it's also not a dog that goes for $20,000, like if you get one of those flat-nosed dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why are you stealing a Golden Retriever? Like, don't steal anybody's dog, because you're a bad person. But you're going to sell a dog, too, that you're not even get that much money for? That doesn't even make sense. Amazon Flex, you use your own vehicle to deliver packages, right?
That's it.
Jeez. Airline chaos looms ahead of Thanksgiving as 10,000 United Airlines pilots vote to picket after rejecting a new contract offering and a pay raise they say is not enough. Anybody flying for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I have a flight on United, I think, this weekend. So what are the details?
It says, if you are flying from Nashville anywhere, just stay home.
Oh, God. Oh,
wow, Amy, that's you.
Yeah. I can't.
That's you specifically.
Yeah.
Anywhere, they say. I made that part up. But United Airlines pilots on Tuesday voted to reject the new contract. Nearly 10,000 pilots will now begin picketing. They voted in favor of this. I don't know. CNBC has a story. I didn't say much else.
Cool.
Mm.
Check your local listings.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough traveling.
I'm Southwest to Texas for Thanksgiving, so that's okay.
We're driving. The good thing about
our
route, we go Arkansas, Oklahoma, back to Tennessee. And so it's just short enough to drive, although it is not short. It's 9 hours back from Fort Gibson, Tulsa, Oklahoma to here. And that's a pretty brutal one. I hate driving. I hate a road trip. Hate a road trip. I cannot wait for those cars to drive themselves.
That'd be nice.
Everybody's like, oh, this car's driving itself and it hit somebody. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tough. Quote. Oh, this is a story we talked about earlier where she was going to the doctor for appendicitis, and then she gave birth to a baby girl 15 minutes later.
Yeah, I was the skinniest I'd ever been, she said. That's from the Daily Mail. And it's called a what kind of pregnancy, Amy?
Cryptic.
A cryptic pregnancy. They thought it was appendicitis, and it turned out to be a baby. A Steinway collector, which is a piano, one of those big old fancy pianos, has a piano with teeth marks from Thomas Edison.
What? Like he bit the piano?
Like for sure.
There's got to be DNA on that, and they got to go full Jurassic Park on that.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring him back with a monocle, and he's like, hello. America sure is weird these days. Robert Friedman buys and sells Steinway pianos and has a grand piano once owned by Thomas Edison that has some shallow indentions in the black lacquer above the keyboards that were made by Thomas Edison's teeth. He was hard of hearing, and he pressed his teeth into the wood of the pianos to feel the vibrations in his skull.
Wow.
Which he called a hearing through my teeth. Hmm. He bought the piano for $45,000 in January of 2021.
That's so cool.
That is crazy. Another delivery driver is accused of stealing Krispy Kreme donuts and also the truck it was driving. A truck driver was arrested after stealing a Krispy Kreme truck filled with donuts. The South Abington at Abington Township Police Department, Pennsylvania, said it was notified that Krispy Kreme truck was stolen around 9 a.m. I mean, you don't get very far with that, right?
No.
No.
All right, there's a Krispy Kreme truck stolen. Oh, what's it look like? A Krispy Kreme truck?
Got a big donut.
Oh, yeah,
on
we
it.
Got it right here. Yeah, no problem. All right, finally, a rare World Series no-hitter for the Astros last night. So, Astros, Phillies, they go, let's see, who won the first game? The Phillies?
Yep. Phillies won first.
Then the Astros. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then the Phillies had all the home runs.
Then the Astros.
Then the Astros.
A little back and forth.
And so they had a no-hitter last night within four pitchers. There were four. It's the first time it's happened since like 1956. Don Larson threw one way, way back in the day. Mm-hmm. I think Eddie's the only one who remembers that. But was that a good night for you guys?
I was not there. I went in live then.
Oh, I thought you went to that game.
No, yeah. I was not.
Yeah, the ticket stub.
You still talk about it like it was yesterday.
No, yeah. I don't. How come that pitcher didn't stay in if they were doing a no-hitter like the Astros?
Because it's in the World Series.
Okay, they don't want to risk
it. You don't push it.
Okay. Yeah.
They got a good bullpen.
Okay.
Yeah, so four pitchers threw the no-hitter. It was a combined no-hitter. First time since 1956. Game 5's in Philadelphia again tonight.
And the Phillies will probably win that one.
I don't know, man.
Back and forth.
I keep waiting for the Astros. I'm rooting for the Phillies. Only because the Astros are way good.
Uh-huh.
And I still feel like they're cheaters even though they're just good now.
Yeah.
But Astros are just so good. All right, that's what's up. That's your news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon.
It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. Okay, let's go to the drama, the hidden recording drama. So earlier in the show, we gave away the employee of the month. And it's always dramatic because everybody feels like they should win. And Abby was our winner as voted by our panel, our secret panel of Scuba, Mike, and myself. Secret. So...
Wait, why do you say secret when it's not a secret?
You just said who it was.
Okay.
So Abby wins, and there was a lot of reasons why Abby won. Okay, cool. And then after she wins, she gets the choice to spin the wheel for money or take one of the other options. Well, she took the other option of blocking someone for 3 months. Shocking. And because he continues to just go after her, she blocked Lunchbox. So Lunchbox cannot win Employee of the Month until December, January, February. Okay.
It's amazing.
No.
That's
no,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah, man.
December, January, February. So you can be back in March.
No. November, December, January.
Oh, no. Well, I guess we'll get this one.
November, December, January.
So you can be back in February.
Thank you.
Okay.
Trying to give me an extra month of suspension.
Sorry.
So that would be giving me another extra month of slacking off, so that would have been good.
But why were you going after her in the room over there?
I didn't really go after her.
Okay, we have a recording here. Mm. Someone recorded Lunchbox getting after Abby behind the scenes.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't want to reveal who it is.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Do we have the audio, Ray? Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. Let's go to somebody to set it up. Eddie, how would you set this up?
Well, I heard it, you know, from the other room, and I just heard yelling, and I thought it was a joke or whatever, and then I realized it was serious. So then this is what you're going to hear.
Then like somebody recorded it?
Yeah, then somebody I know recorded it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Something's happening here. Okay.
Screw you.
Wow.
Screw you.
Did you see that? Abby, are you okay?
Did you hear him? He just threatened me.
Yeah, I was scared. What was happening over here?
He was yelling at me. Go ask him.
But did you hear the first part?
Screw you.
No, before that.
Huh. No.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Just play it again, Ray.
Oh my gosh, something's happening here.
Watch your back. You're telling her, watch your back? You constantly harass her.
I didn't harass her at all.
No, you constantly do, even on the air, and then you go off the air and go, watch your back.
Hey, that's
a
threat. Watch your back. Like, for what?
I said, wash your back.
No, you did not.
You did not say, wash your back.
No, you didn't.
Abby, do you feel threatened?
Yeah, I kind of do. Like, I was a little shocked because I thought he was kidding at first.
But then he said, watch your back.
Yes.
And then, screw you.
Yes.
Who
he said, screw you several
times.
That does not
seem appropriate here.
We have our attorney HR on the phone.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
All right. I'm kind of nervous. Like, I feel like I do have to, like, watch my back.
But he's saying you don't have to watch your back. He's actually encouraging you to
wash your back.
Right. Sorry.
Wash it.
Now I'm nervous that Lunchbox is going to slash her tires
right?
or something.
Your
Anything
car.
Bad happens to Abby now, it doesn't matter if you did it or not. We're going to think you did it.
That's fine. Just bring the proof.
Oh.
That is the
That's
proof.
The proof.
We just played it.
No, it's not. That's just probable cause.
Yeah, but that works, doesn't it?
No, you have to be proven guilty. You can have probable cause. You can look into it.
In the civil trial.
Yeah, bring it.
And there was more than that.
What was
it? I mean, because it takes a while to get your phone and record. So Scuba was there for the whole thing. I don't know if more stuff happened before then.
Well, let's not do that, guys. Abby, congratulations. I hate that your shine.
I know.
Is now being dusted.
Seriously.
You're the winner, okay?
Thank you.
And he can't win until February.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Don't let him blow your light out.
I had a caller call in, by the way, and it was a mom, and she said her daughter, it kind of made her tear up because she was like, the good guys win in the end.
Amen.
You know, like the bullies don't. The good guys win.
That's
I was
right.
Like, Abby, do you
realize? Abby, watch your back and screw you.
Abby, do you realize once again you're only on air because of me? Thanks, you're welcome.
Because you harassed her?
It's amazing how this works. She gets Employee of the Month for me doing all the work. It's crazy.
No, she got Employee of the Month because Eddie heard you harassing her off the air.
Yeah. All right.
That's not a rebuttal. All right.
Just saying.
All right, guys. His family was staying at a zoo overnight. They were allowed to. And they get a call going, you have to leave the zoo now. You have to leave the zoo now. Oh, my God. And so they had to leave. I'll tell you what happened to them.
Uh-oh.
It's a crazy story. We'll do that and grab some calls. And then Lunchbox has something he wants to say, too.
Okay.
Not about that, but he wants to spill the tea now on somebody else.
Oh, boy.
I'll just say it. It's Eddie.
What? I mean, why?
These two.
What did I do?
Well, it's what he knows about you that he wants to share now.
Here we go.
We'll get to that next. You're allowed to stay at this place. It's called the Roaring Snore, and it's a little place at the zoo. Like a hotel room. And you stay there, and it's cool because all the animals are around you, but you don't really get to roam free and just go check out everything in the middle of the night, but it's there in the zoo. So they go, and they're staying, and they claim they were there for just a few minutes, and then all of a sudden, five lions escaped from their pen in the zoo.
What?
And they got a call going, guys, you have to leave immediately. We have to do full lockdown of the place. The lions are on the loose.
What?
Well, it is called Roar and Snore.
Yeah.
Well, there's no snore if there's roar.
That's right.
Because if they're roaring,
I'm out. Both of
those. I'm Looney Tune feet, man. I'm out of there. They said, hurry up. Do not grab your things. Code one, get out of your tent. So it's like a little, it's like a camping-ish area with like a pavilion and stuff.
My goodness.
You have 30 seconds to get out, they said.
What?
The keepers could be heard screaming, they're still out. They're still out. Oh, my. That's some drama there.
Yeah. This is not good.
A spokesperson for the zoo confirmed that no one was injured, although an explanation for how the lions managed to get out has yet to be given. How about that?
Oh. That's crazy.
Get out! Leave your stuff! I'll probably leave my stuff.
Do they shut down Roar and Snore?
That's the end of that.
It depends how much money they make, honestly. Let's not act like that ain't what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in the last segment, Eddie had some behind-the-scenes audio of Lunchbox going after Abby in between breaks, going... Screw you.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I just recorded the audio. I mean,
thank you. Well, now Lunchbox has something he wants to say about you.
Okay.
You want to spill the tea?
Let's spill the tea.
Well, apparently Eddie has been looking at some dirty, dirty videos on his computer that are taking up a lot of the bandwidth because I heard people in the back saying that we need to remove him from the internet. We are going to disconnect his computer from the internet. Everything he is watching is crippling the internet in this building.
That doesn't mean it has to be. He's a video guy. How do you know it's not?
I'm just telling you what they said.
You went straight to dirty videos?
They said whatever he is watching.
Did they say anything about, because I'm betting you money, they didn't say anything about dirty videos.
They said.
No, say what they said.
Whatever he's watching.
Okay, but you led with dirty videos. That's just not true.
But when they say watching and doing, they said we are going to rip his computer. They said
he is uploading every single piece, every second from this show.
They said Eddie and his last name. Where's his computer? They were searching the building.
Yeah, they know where to find me.
No, not these people.
Do you want to say something about this?
Yeah, absolutely. They never said anything about me watching anything. They said my computer is using a lot of internet for the wireless of the whole building. And I'm like, guys, that's what I do. I upload videos all day. And I'm working on an archive system to get all our videos uploaded to a cloud. That's what I've been doing. I don't watch dirty videos.
They never once said the word. I bet you money they didn't say dirty, but he led with that.
They didn't say dirty, they never said watching. Never said watching.
Scuba Steve, you're executive producer. You're running this thing. What do you think happened?
They never said watching or videos or dirty or anything. It was just that Eddie on his system is uploading a lot of stuff and using a lot of internet, and it's affecting the rest of the building. So our solution is we'll have him hardwired in. But he, like you said, the video guy, uploading a lot of stuff at one time.
So you made this up just to
they
get back
were
at him?
So close. Oh,
that's the
they
coldest were... tea I've heard in my entire
it's
life.
Super cold tea. It's
so cold.
It's ice
cold.
That's
yes.
Lipton that's... iced tea from the gas station. Not even made
they
it home
were
with a bag.
So close exactly. to just ripping him off no the sugar. Internet.
Okay. It's brisk, baby.
I mean...
Yeah, that's weak. That's the weakest tea.
Yeah. Womp.
So dumb.
That's so dumb. You tried.
Yeah.
He got you. Eddie won Lunchbox Zero today on the tea spelling.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Let's go talk to Sarah, who's on the phone right now. Let's go over. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning. What's going on?
Well, I really love all you guys. I think your personalities match together really well, and I think everyone's needed to make the show go right. That being said, I am so fuming mad about what I just heard between Lunchbox and Abby. I don't think that's okay, and I really think something should be done. I mean, just like any other workplace, if you threaten somebody, I think there should be action taken.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I agree with you. I know you're upset about the Employee of the Month vote also. Same with me.
She's not upset about the Employee of the Month vote.
She's mad that Eddie recorded me.
She's mad.
that was a violation of me secretly recording me. That's voyeurism.
Voyeurism.
First of all, voyeurism isn't a crime. It's like a fetish. Second of all, he can record you in a... This is a public place.
Oh, okay.
Why did he just say voyeurism?
I don't know.
I think I read
that
in a news article somewhere.
And voyeurism's looking.
Not recording?
Not listen. Yeah, it's a different...
style.
You know what I mean? Like people get in trouble for putting a like, hidden camera somewhere?
Yeah,
I mean,
peeping Tom.
That wasn't camera. Hidden camera.
He's saying Eddie's a peeping Tom.
And there are microphones on every inch of this place. You know you can be recorded at any time. Huh. And you told Abby, watch your back.
Wash.
Oh, so is there, because Sarah, he says he didn't say watch your back. He says he said wash your back.
Yeah, we all know what he said. I just think, I know that it's a radio show and I know that some things are done for fun, but I mean, in the world that we live in, that can't go unaddressed. That's really not okay.
I agree. What would you like to be done to Lunchbox?
I mean, I think like any other workplace, any place else that you work, you would be called into HR and you would, it would at least be documented.
Fired.
I mean,
it's documented. We have it on air.
Yeah, it's in the Library of Congress mm-hmm. archives at this point. I agree. So let me have a conversation. Scuba Steve?
Yeah.
You also serve as our HR.
Yes.
What should happen here?
I actually do have a meeting today at around 11 o'clock with some people, and that will be addressed in that meeting.
Well, here's the problem. He will claim forever he said, wash your back, and we can't prove he didn't.
Well, I mean, we have the audio right here. He definitely said,
no, but I have an accent.
But let me hear.
Watch.
Because he will swear he said, wash, and there's no threat with wash. I know how this is going to shake out. Will you play it again, Ray?
Oh, my gosh. Something's happening here.
We can't. What are you saying?
Wash your back.
Okay.
You weren't saying wash your back.
No, she had like sand. She has like some dirt up there.
Play it again, Ray.
Oh my gosh. Something's happening here.
I don't know that he didn't say wash. I'll be honest with you.
You can't tell for sure.
You can't tell.
Why did
we'd
I
have
say
to bring
anything?
In a sound expert.
I know.
Like a
I am a sound expert.
One more time.
Oh my gosh. Something's happening here.
I can't tell.
Wash your back.
It's watch. I hear watch.
I know what he's saying, watch, but it's.
But then what does he say after that? I forget. He said, I'm coming for you.
Screw
or,
you.
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. Something's happening here.
Screw you.
Wow.
Screw you.
Okay, so that is very clear, so and that's also
what does
offensive.
Wash your back? And how's that rolling?
Does that
you?
Go together?
Wash your back, screw you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it can.
Like, why?
Why can it not go together? I mean, sentences never go together. I mean, that's what it's called creative writing. When you write things.
Voyeurism.
When you write a book, you're like, man, I would have never thought to put that together. Or when you go to a restaurant and they have these crazy.
What are you talking
art.
About?
No, it's art.
Art. When you go to a restaurant, they're like, oh, would you like egg on your pizza? Like, I would never think that goes together. And then you do it and you're like, wow, that's pretty good.
Steak and eggs.
So you're comparing that to wash
steak
your
and
back,
eggs.
Screw
yeah.
you.
Creative.
Why were you saying screw you?
I was just rude.
What? You're just rude.
You were just rude. I like that.
Yeah, but you can't say that to someone.
Yeah, I can.
No,
watch
you
this.
Can't.
Amy, screw you.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Stop. Too far.
What do you mean you can say it to anybody?
No, you can't. And I can't have other people listening to our show thinking that they can show up at
That's
their workplace
correct.
And be like, screw you.
You shouldn't say that. Screw you.
Yeah.
No, guys, stop.
You can say that.
It's taking a screwdriver.
It's creative writing.
It's voyeurism.
Oh, my gosh. I could see. Listen, I have a 12-year-old son, and I could see him listening to the show.
It's late in the show.
I know.
We would never say this in the school hours.
I get it, but I'm just picturing him showing up at school, and his teacher tells him to do something, and he's like, screw you.
We shouldn't be listening to this hour.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dirty hour.
Well, if adults are listening, it's not a good idea to go to work and call other coworkers.
Oh, I agree.
No, not at all.
But you can go to work and tell your coworkers to wash their back.
Can you, though?
No.
That's the thing, too. What if we just go to HR and say Lunchbox was telling Abby to wash herself?
Yes.
And is that
I didn't
allowed?
Say self, said back.
Yeah, but that's...
The back's not that... I mean, it's kind of...
What?
Like, you were trying to make it all dirty. It's just a back. Backs aren't, like, you know...
Baby got back.
That's bottom.
Could be dirty.
That's the bottom.
Saying? Okay, well, Sarah, I appreciate the call because we're definitely going to get into this later today, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, right. guys.
Bye-bye. Lunchbox, anything you want to say to her?
Oh, no, have a great day. Or screw you.
No,
oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop.
Either one, she gets a pick.
It's a multiple choice.
She gets a pick. I hope she picks have a great day.
It's too far.
Mm-hmm. You can't say that to our callers now. Now you can tell everyone.
Him?
Yes.
He gave her multiple choice.
Yeah.
It's creative.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Jersey City, New Jersey. A man was at an ATM withdrawing $800 when a man walked up and said, give me the money, and grabbed the $800 and ran off. And as he's running off, he accidentally dropped his bag. Inside his bag, jail release papers.
Oh.
Mm.
Dang.
What if you keep those on you like an ID?
Yeah.
Like, why would you? Unless he just got released. The other part of the story is what ATM gives out $800 at once?
That's crazy.
I never heard of such thing.
Vegas, probably.
Not me.
Not you. You have a limit in Vegas.
They're like, beep, beep. Sorry, sir. We've been told you cannot have any more.
All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
All right, time for Throwback Thursday.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
Today in 1961, Jimmie Rodgers and Hank Williams Sr. became the first artists to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. That year's other inductee is music publisher Fred Rose. Today in 1970, Loretta Lynn's signature song, Coal Miner's Daughter, first hit the charts. In 1973, on this day, Dolly Parton landed her second number one song with Jolene. Today in 1982, Alabama made their first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. And today in 1995, George Strait hit number one with Check Yes or No.
Check Yes or No.
And today in 2016, Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year during the 50th annual CMAs. It was his fifth time to take home the trophy and the first time in 18 years. Think about that. He won it 18 years difference.
Crazy. You
know? Entertainer of the Year. That's not person who used to be good, who we remember as being good. It's like you were good then, number one, and you're number one again right now.
You still got it.
That's crazy. That is Throwback Thursday. What a day.
Bobby Bones Show.
Throwback Thursday.
Bones. We'll see you tomorrow. Russell Dickerson on the show and the Friday morning dance party. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.